highlights in just a moment, but Tim Gettinger is standing by right now downstairs, and Tim Gettinger's goal, he got the Griffins off and running, and then he puts an end to it today. You know, my first question to you, Tim, is why the heck did they wait till the 10th round to put you in?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Not to put the coaches on the spot, or you for that matter.
No, you know what? I was just at the end of the bench waiting for my opportunity, and it came, and lucky enough to score there.
Well, it was certainly a good night, a scary one, though, and amazing how the game works, isn't it? You guys go to Winnipeg, back-to-back games, erase 3-goal deficits, come back and win them both. And tonight, when you built that 3-0 lead early in the third, I thought this thing was over, and I'm sure you guys probably did. And I don't know, maybe that was a part of the problem, is all of a sudden, before you know it, they're back into a tie game.
Yeah, we knew, even when we scored the third goal to start the third period, we knew they were still going to come hard. And we had a couple-minute stretch here where we didn't play good hockey. We took a timeout, talked through it, knew we were we just had to get back to our game we were doing earlier on in the game. And at the end of the day, it was a grind for us, but we'll take the 2 points.
Tim, how much have you guys learned, or whatever the better way to phrase that is, having the opportunities where you came from behind, obviously twice back-to-back in Manitoba, that you've had these third-period comebacks. When that lead slips away like it did tonight, a lot of teams, the snowball is not stoppable. What's allowed you guys to say, okay, when you had your timeout, as you mentioned, and be able to get back to what you were doing?
I think for us it's just how close we are as a group, both on the ice and off the ice. Throughout this year, there's been ups and downs, but we know we just have to stick together. Throughout this little stretch we've been on, and we found ways to win in different situations, whether we're trailing, playing with the lead. And we knew, especially after that timeout, just we knew we were going to get back to our game, and fortunately we did, and came out with the win.
How do you feel about the chemistry in your room now? I mean, I know you've had guys moving up and down, especially a lot. You know, Austin was gone to Detroit a lot. The way you guys have played of late, I mean, to go, 12-2-1 since the holidays, obviously you look confident on the ice. Is that, you know, in the locker room, is that the same kind of thing? Has there been a confidence growth?
Yeah, I agree 100%. The stretch we've been on, even leading up before that, I thought we, overall, we were playing good hockey. We just weren't getting results night in and night out. And then we just kind of kept sticking to what we were doing at that time. And then, like you said, getting players back from up top and all that, and the group's gelling really well. And like I said, we stuck to what we were doing even when we weren't getting results, and now we are getting results.
I think you kind of indicated it, Tim. There's a lot of character in this team, and you know, teams just don't come from behind and win hockey games the way you guys have without having that character. And the other thing is, what's been impressive too is you know, your play on the road is remarkable. I mean, 2 wins in the first 14 games, and now you're sitting with 7 straight on the road.
Yeah, I definitely, like I said, the start of the year, it was definitely not the start we wanted to, and that was a big thing we talked about throughout the beginning of the season, was our road record. To be competitive and reach the ultimate goal in the league, you have to find ways to win on the road. It's not always going to be pretty, but lately we've been doing that, and then especially now with kind of the home stretch we have here the next couple weeks, we have to defend home ice, and whether we're on the road or at home, we got to stick to how we play and continue getting results here.
Well, not to look too far ahead, of course, you've got the Moose back here tomorrow, and we certainly anticipate what's going to be another big crowd and a great hockey game, but you look to make it 8 in a row on the road in your hometown of Cleveland on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. No, we're not looking past it, but it'll be nice to get home. My family's actually coming up tomorrow for the game as well, so I get to see them tomorrow and then in Cleveland, so I'm excited.
Yeah, who requests more tickets when you get back to Cleveland? You or Coach Watson? I think it's you.
I think I might have him on that one.
Yeah, I think, since you grew up there for sure. So, and Tim, you obviously a New York Ranger draft pick, signing with Detroit in the offseason. You and I talked earlier about just what a thrill it had to have been to play a couple of games at Madison Square Garden. Still looking for that first NHL goal, and hopefully it's down the road here, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and obviously thrilled to have you here in Grand Rapids. Good place to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Being able to sign here, it was a new opportunity for me, and kind of it's my wife's family's from here. I have family from here. It's kind of a perfect opportunity for me, and I just kind of came in, and wherever I am in the lineup, whatever situation I'm in, I'm just trying to do my best and help the team win as much as I can.
Starting to feel that scoring touch coming back a little bit too. Huh? You got off to such a torrid start and then had a little bit of a lull there, but another goal tonight, I think it's 3 in your last 7 games, something like that. No excuses now, 30 goals before it's all said and done, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's a long season, and you're going to have lulls, but you just got to stick with stick with your game plan and the way you play, and sooner or later they're going to start going in. So hopefully it continues.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for doing this. Great addition to this organization for sure. Thrilled to have you here.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Tim Gettinger joining us here in our post-game show.